Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey every week. We cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, everyone. Today I'll be talking about advanced adjectives, set number one. These are a great set of more advanced adjectives we use to describe nouns. These are 12 words that are quite common, and you probably know synonyms of them. Let's start with the first word. Careless. C-A-R-E-L-E-S-S. Careless. Careless is to not be careful with something, and it's kind of a synonym for irresponsible. It's very common if you don't take care of your things. Let's say, for example, as a child, you leave your toys outside or you leave your bicycle in the park. We say you are careless with your toys or careless with your bike. But you could be driving your car and texting someone. That would be very careless because you could cause an accident. So one more time, careless. The next word is clever. C-L-E-V-E-R, clever. And clever means quick to understand things or intelligent. And it's a good synonym for smart. We say that's a clever idea, or the boy is so clever he finished school early. One more time, clever. Next, we have clumsy. C-L-U-M-S-Y, clumsy. Clumsy means uncoordinated. You're always hitting things or falling over. The clumsy man tripped on the cord. It's common if you accidentally spill something or, you know, fall. You say, oh, how clumsy of me. One more time, clumsy. The next word is dull. D-U-L-L, dull. And dull means not interesting or boring. It can also mean not sharp. So you could say the class was so dull that some students slept, or the movie was dull. Also, if a knife doesn't cut, it's not sharp, we say the knife is dull. Next, we have dumb, D-U-M-B. Be careful, the B is silent. We say dumb. And dumb is another way of saying stupid or having little intelligence. There's a famous movie, Dumb and Dumber. The dumb men got stupid haircuts. So we might say that's a dumb idea. It's not very polite to say dumb, but it is common. The next word is frugal. F-R-U-G-A-L. Frugal. And frugal means economical with money. You might see frugal ideas for a birthday party, meaning ways to have a birthday party without spending a lot of money. The man was so frugal that he counted his pennies, meaning he counted all of the coins. Again, frugal. The next word is greedy. G-R-E-E-D-Y. Greedy. Greedy means selfish or wanting more than you need. Greed is one of the seven deadly sins. And greedy is when someone has enough, but they want more. So the greedy boy got all of the cookies and didn't want to share. It's common when kids don't share, we say, don't be greedy. Next, we have obnoxious. O-B-N-O-X-I-O-U-S. Obnoxious. And this is a synonym for irritating or annoying behavior. The only difference is we tend to use obnoxious for people. So we could say the obnoxious girl talked during the movie. But we don't use it for things like we do annoying. So I could say the traffic is annoying, but I can't say the traffic is obnoxious, only for people. Next, we have tough. T-O-U-G-H, tough. Tough means durable or difficult or physically strong. So we use it in quite a few different ways. You might say Marines are tough men, or the test was very tough, meaning it was difficult. Or I could say the steak is tough, meaning it's hard to chew. Next we have tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y, tricky. And tricky means complicated or difficult to understand. So maybe the directions that I got were tricky, or a math question is tricky. It just means complicated or difficult. It's like it might trick you, meaning to make you believe a lie. Next, we have uptight. U-P-T-I-G-H-T. Uptight. Uptight means serious or stressed about something. So if someone is very uptight, they don't relax very much. You might say, my boss is very uptight. He never relaxes. So again, uptight. And finally, wise. W-I-S-E. Wise means having experience and knowledge. So it's like intelligent, but it's intelligent from experience. Can't be wise unless you've done something for a period of time, a long period of time, and you know it well. So normally older people are very wise, or someone who's done a job for a long time is very wise about that job. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Cool English Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's set of advanced adjectives. Don't forget to check out the site for the full activity with multiple choice, headline synonyms, video synonyms, open questions, fill in the blank questions, and much more. Please check back next week for another episode of Cool English. Thank you.